Patton, who was responsible for guarding the 40 miles of turnpike between Guyandotte and Charleston, bragged about his defenses. "I have fortifications here that with 600 Confederate soldiers I can defend against 10,000 Yankees for 10 years," he told Lewis. "I have no doubt of it," Lewis replied, and ordered Bridgman to retrieve more wine and cigars to keep the colonel talking. The fortifications Patton was talking about were at nearby Coal Mouth, the junction for the Coal and Kanawha Rivers west of Charleston, defending one of the main entrances into western Virginia. Midday on June 30th, Lewis and Bridgman drove into Charleston, their carriage winding its way down the main drag, Summers Street, through crowds of rebel soldiers and rough-looking mountaineers dressed in woolen shirts and overalls with revolvers tucked in their pockets. Lewis walked into the city's finest hotel, the Kanawha House, which was packed with Confederate officers because it happened to be the temporary headquarters for General Wise, who now commanded Patton's 600 men at Camp Tompkins and more than 2,000 other troops around Charleston. After checking in and signing the hotel register as Price Lewis and Servant, London, England, the Welshman decided to take a stroll along the city streets, thronged with more soldiers than before. He overheard some of them talking loudly about Old Wise arresting a lot of whining Unionists that morning and throwing them in jail. That evening, feeling he had entered the lion's den, Lewis, wearing a finely tailored jacket, walked into the hotel's dining room packed with rebel officers and was ushered to the only free chair, at a large table across from the fearsome General Wise. Trying not to appear curious, Lewis sized up the fire eater he had heard so much about. Wise, who had been Virginia's governor from 1856 to 1860 and signed the death warrant for John Brown, was thin and not particularly tall. Lewis guessed he was in his mid-50s, with a clean-shaven face, stern mouth, and jaws somewhat cavernous. Lewis just ate his supper and listened as the officers around the table talked about the latest battles around the country. One remark chilled him. "There are spies all around us," an officer told a comrade.